Illinois, Rauner said, is a wonderful place.
We have the hardest working people in America. We have the best strategic location of any state, the most fertile fields, best agriculture. We are the heart of transportation in America.
You may have guessed there's a but on the way.
Jobs and people have been leaving our state. And we watch other states emerge from the Great Recession, while our employment and growth stagnates. We have fewer jobs today than we had at the turn of this century. Our average working family is making less than they were 8 years ago.
Rauner, a Republican, continues to say the solution to those ills is to make the state more welcoming to businesses so they can create jobs. You'd be hard-pressed to find a politician against that. It's just in how Rauner wants to do it. Often, his answer is to limit unions' power to bargain for wages and other benefits. He's also calling for limits on litigation and to cut companies' costs when an employee is hurt and files a workers' compensation claim. Democrats have refused, saying that it'll drive injured workers to the poorhouse, or at least to the ER instead of a doctor.
Now, I understand that union leaders and trial lawyers are putting pressure on you to keep the status quo. But if we don't offer a competitive environment for businesses, pretty soon the unions won't have any more jobs to unionize, and the trial lawyers won't have any more businesses to sue.
That right there was a political dig at Democrats. In a period of hyper-partisanship and a year of stalled efforts, of course there'd be some of that. But largely, the governor refrained from the harsh words he's used lately in reference to leaders of the opposite party. Rather, Rauner seemed to reach out to them, or more precisely, to Senate President John Cullerton, with whom he's been negotiating a plan to cut the state's pension costs. The governor used his speech to highlight that pending compromise and to offer to work on one of Cullerton's other priorities, changing how schools are funded. It was one of 10 bullet points Rauner unveiled on a new education wish list. Even as he was extending the olive branch, though, Rauner added ideas that have already begun to rev up unions. His new education proposal calls for school choice, think charter schools or vouchers, and for measuring progress and setting benchmarks for teachers, not to mention calling the union that represents most state employees, AFSCME, quote, out of touch with reality. Following the speech, Cullerton seemed to say it was Rauner who's out of touch with reality if he thinks his party, whose members make up most of the General Assembly, are going to abandon labor.
We have a co-equal branch. We also have a supermajority of Democrats. You can't suggest Democrats to be voting like radical Republicans in the legislature. It's not going to happen.
Cullerton and Illinois' other top Democrat, longtime House Speaker Michael Madigan, say what Rauner needs to do is focus on the budget already. While Rauner's been holding out for his turnaround, Illinois has gone without a budget roughly 8 months in, and the state's seen its credit downgraded, its debt build, and its social service network begin to crumble. Though it was hard to make out what they were yelling from the House chambers where Rauner stood before lawmakers to give his speech, all throughout it, demonstrators were just outside chanting for a budget solution. The governor plotted various ideas for the year ahead, fixes to procurement rules, the development of a state economic development corporation. That he largely ignored the budget and related human service cuts didn't escape Speaker Madigan.
Very interesting that the governor would come before a joint session of the General Assembly speaking to the state of the state of the state of Illinois and declined to comment that we don't have a full budget for this particular fiscal year. I certainly would have appreciated it had he done that.
One of Rauner's fellow Republicans, House Minority Leader Jim Durkin, sloughed off the criticism.
Today is the state of the state. It's not the state of the budget.
That comes in a few weeks. The budget address is scheduled for February 17th. I'm Amanda Vinicky.